Sanitarium Training School for Nurses. The Sanitarium School for Nurses is an institution for the training of young men and women to engage in various lines of medical and other philanthropic work under the direction of regularly organized missionary boards of the Australasian Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. The school is evangelical, but highly scientific. As to what might be expected in training and financial arrangements, the notice stated. The course of instruction covers a period of 3 years, the terms commencing April 1 and October 1 each year. Remuneration: during the first year of the course, students receive uniforms and books, besides room, board, and tuition, and are required to work full-time, 10 hours each day. After the first year's examinations are passed, a small salary, as determined by the Sanitarium Medical Board, will be paid in addition to room and board, provided the work is done satisfactorily. Soon Dr. S.C. Rand joined the forces, bringing the medically trained staff to 4, 2 physicians and 2 graduate nurses. God bless the work carried by the dedicated personnel laboring with limited facilities in cramped quarters. In response to Ellen White's almost heartbreaking pleas pointing out the dire need of building and equipping a sanitarium in Sydney, Dr. J.H. Kellogg, his brother, W.K. Kellogg, J., and Loughborough, and others sent some funds with which to make a beginning in the erection of a well-planned medical institution. Just then word was received in Australia of the generous pledges of Captain Norman at the General Conference session. This gave heart to all the workers and led to a forward-looking action of the Medical Missionary Association on April 27, 1899. Further steps in the development of the medical work can be seen in the annual report of the Sanitarium at Summer Hill, given at the July Union Conference session and recorded in the July 26 Union Conference record. The matter of more suitable accommodation for the sanitarium work was again very earnestly considered, and it was decided, on April 27, that in view of the encouraging prospect for means, we should proceed at once with preliminary steps. Accordingly, A. G. Daniels, Dr. Caro, and G. W. Morse were appointed a committee on location for a sanitarium and plans for the same. It was reported that at the end of June there were 21 employees in the Little Medical and Surgical Sanitarium of Summer Hill.